Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ken Keffer, the Outreach Coordinator for Dallas County Conservation. Ken, thank you as always for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So lots of stuff going on in the fall with Dallas County Conservation, but we want to first talk about something that happened not too long ago. That was the ribbon cutting for the Connector Trail. What can you tell me about that event?
Yeah, we were so excited to have, you know, kind of some trail built finally on this connector project. Eventually, we're going to hope to connect the Raccoon River Valley Trail to the High Trestle Trail. And now we have a mile and a half of pavement laid down, and we had a ribbon cutting celebration. So we had the community leaders all spoke. The high school band kicked it off. You know, I love to see the band marching down the trail there. It was a great event. We had Tate Boyd in attendance as well. And if you remember, he was the child that made the donation earlier this summer. He donated his birthday money to the trail project. And so he made a $350 contribution. And that has actually leveraged to thousands of more matching donations. And along those lines, the Hotel Patty has offered up a incentive program. So if anyone makes a $350 or more donation in the next couple of months, they can have a free night at the hotel and also a free registration for the 2019 Burr Ride. So it's really great to see that momentum from Tate's gift kind of carrying forward.
And Tate and a few of his friends were actually there in attendance, and they took a ride on the beginning of the Connector Trail and said that it was pretty cool.
So. Yeah, that was pretty awesome to see him, you know, and that little, his buddies riding down the trail. That's what it's really all about, is get the community out there and seeing this new segment.
Now, as far as the Hotel Patty promotion is concerned, how can people go about doing that? Do they stop into the Forest Park Museum and donate, or do they talk to the hotel?
Yeah, we're going to process all the donations on our side. So yeah, you can stop by the Forest Park Museum complex, give us a call. You know, we've got some donation forms online. Just make a note that it's for the Let's Connect project. And yeah, we'll pass them along to the hotel and they can take care of those details. But start with us at Conservation Board.
All right. It's all happening, all great. And looking ahead to the Connector Trail, next year is going to be working from Woodward. And then the year after that, maybe connect it? Or is that sort of the timeline?
Yeah, you know, it's all kind of on funding. As the money comes in, we can build some more trails. So yeah, next year we're going to start in Woodward and work our way west. And so we got a couple of miles worth. You know, the route's all mapped out and ready to go. So we just need to raise a little bit more money.
All right, very exciting project to be sure. Now, as far as programs for Dallas County Conservation are concerned, you actually have one coming up this weekend that is Halloween themed, but with a Hispanic flair to it.
Absolutely. We're doing a Day of the Dead celebration. And so, you know, for those of folks that have seen that Coco movie, that was a big one too. But the Day of the Dead is when the souls of the deceased have an opportunity to come back to visit their families. And it actually coincides with the monarch's arrival on their wintering range in Mexico. And so we're big fans of the monarch here in the Dallas County Conservation Board, and so we're going to kind of wrap that up with this Day of the Dead celebration with some monarch themed activities as well.
All right, so I remember when you came in and talked a couple months ago, we talked about the skull painting program. Is that when all of these skulls are going to be revealed?
Yeah, you know, I mean, some folks participated in that. You didn't have to come to that as well to participate this weekend, but come on out. So yeah, we've got the skull painting aspect of it, the monarch aspect. It's a really neat celebration there in Mexico and right here at the Forest Park Museum Complex.
All right, so is registration required, and is there any cost for that program?
That is a free program, and there is no registration required. It starts at 1:30 on Saturday, October 27th.
All right. We encourage people to contact your office to register for that then. Now, a couple more things to talk about here. The only program that I saw on your schedule for November is coming up at the very beginning of it. So what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we're going to have a stewardship day at the Vos Nature Area just west of Minburn. And so this is some great habitat, kind of unique for the Dallas County area. We've got a nice oak savanna, but we've got some invasive species, some honeysuckle, some dogwood, a bunch of vegetation kind of growing in. And so we're going to roll up our sleeves and kind of actually get to work and lop some honeysuckle down and kind of do some habitat work out there. So it's a good way to kind of earn your keep for the fall. You know, you can get you back. It starts at 9 o'clock and runs till noon. So you have you back home time for football, but love to have some manual labor and some help. And actually it's one of those where you get a group of folks together and it's a lot of fun. So.
Absolutely. So me, myself, I am not what you would call into manual labor. So what would you say to people to encourage them to give this program a try and help out?
You know, this is one of those that, yeah, if you think of it as, you know, like, oh, it's going to be hard work and manual labor. It's really kind of more of a laid back atmosphere, and it's really critical habitat work. And so these areas, you know, we have to manage them, and we got a whole staff that's on board to help with kind of the habitat management. And so this is one of the best ways to give back. And I mean, anybody can go out and pick up some trash, which is awesome and helpful, but this is some real tangible efforts and some real kind of big work that needs to happen.
Absolutely. And registration required for that one as well?
Yeah, go ahead and pre-register for that one just so we can have an idea, make sure we have enough equipment for that. You know, we've got a group of teens that have worked all summer, and so hopefully some of them will be back out to kind of show us the way and lead on with some of the real hard, heavy lifting. But yeah, should be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, just looking back really quick, I want to recap a little bit. You had a very, very busy October, lots of programs, including the ribbon cutting, including this weekend's event. How do you feel like all those October events went this year?
Man, it was a really great fall for us at Dallas County Conservation. You know, we had just great community support on that. We had a lot of diverse programs, you know, which was kind of neat to see and kind of all over the place with some of that. And been really strong support throughout the community. And we're looking forward to, you know, kind of the late fall season and on into winter. I know Cindy, our naturalist, is really excited this year for the first snowfall because she's a big time skier. So we're kind of looking ahead. But yeah, definitely want to celebrate the fall that we had.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, the cross-country skiing, is that going to be available once again this year?
Absolutely, yeah. When we get about 4 inches of snow, we open up some trails at the Vos Nature Area outside of Minburn. And so, yeah, looking forward to that. The trails are open. We do have restricted hours now. We're kind of moving into the winter hours, so we'll be mostly 8 to 5 for our nature areas. Some of our bathroom facilities, we do close up for the winter as well, so you might double-check before you go out. But, yeah, looking forward to a great winter.
All right, segueing from that into your late fall winter hours, what sort of hours can people expect at the nature areas, at the Forest Park Museum, everything like that?
Yeah, so Forest Park Museum will be Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And, you know, we do have a new traveling exhibit that will be on display throughout the winter and into the spring at the Forest Park. So that's going to be a Tallgrass Prairie exhibit. So you'll definitely want to make sure you check that out. Sportsman's Park, Keene Conservation Area, Vos, Hanging Rock, Trindle Park, kind of a lot of our iconic locations are going to go from 8 to 5 for the most part. So, yeah.
All right. And can people still check out cabins and campgrounds and stuff like that? I know it's a little cold out there for camping, but, you know, some people like to go out in cabins and stuff during the wintertime.
We do have heated properties. So, yeah, come on out for a late season camp out. You know, all of those reservations are handled on the mycountyparks.com webpage. And, yeah, give us a call at the office, too. We can square you up.
All right, Ken Keffer with Dallas County Conservation. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just it's a beautiful time of year out there. Just don't forget your sweater or your vest, but get on outside and explore Dallas County Conservation.
All right, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ken Keffer. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.